When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon, well, or good morning. This is Ruth Altamura Roll. I am the host of Counselor's Chat, and I am now doing Counselor's Chat at 11 in the morning on Tuesdays. I do Counselor's Chat to provide some information on mental health and to promote good mental health. My master's in counseling. I am nationally certified as a counselor. I am also a licensed professional counselor in the state of New Jersey, and I have a small practice. You can follow Counselor's Chat on Facebook under Counselor's Chat, and you can also go to www.hundredinchamberradio.com to go into the archives to listen to some of my other show topics. And you can also follow me on Facebook under Ruth Altamura Roll Counselor, or you can find me on LinkedIn. So just some of my social media platforms. Oh, and my webpage, www.altarollcounselor.com. That's Altaroll with two L's, counselor, O-R.com. So today I am talking a little bit about COVID. 19 and its emotional effects, and also some of the ways that we can take care of ourselves. I know that we are coming up on, I guess it's a year, that we have been dealing with this pandemic, wearing these masks, sanitizing. I've got some wipes here. There's hand sanitizers. I keep hand sanitizer in my purse, I have it at home, I have it in my office. I do see clients in my office. I also do telecounseling. And I social distance in my office, and in between clients, I spray my sofa, my doors, anywhere people touch. I'm going to say there hasn't been anyone that has gotten COVID coming into my office. And if any of my clients do not feel well, or if I were not to feel well, we would not do office visits. So that would be something that happens. COVID, you know, now has just been with us, like I said, for a year, and it's caused many, many mental health issues. Depression is one. Lots of anxiety and fear is another one. And those two things have caused other situations, such as hopelessness, relapses in addiction, the development of addictions, suicidal thoughts, suicidal attempts, high levels of stress. It has created phobias. In other words, people are now afraid to go out. They're afraid to socialize. They're afraid to be with family. We have had grief and loss. So we have had people who have gotten sick and have had and are having long-term difficulties. So their health is suffering. And we have had people who have died. And so we have families that are struggling with grief and loss. And so there's been a lot of fallout, closed restaurants, people losing their businesses, working from home and homeschooling, all of those stresses, the stresses on our children have been a tremendous burden placed on our society. And so I think it's really important to think about what are we doing and how are we handling this situation. I think one of the best things to do is to take care of yourself first. That's not a selfish thing. That goes with the principle, if you're on the plane and the plane is going to crash and the oxygen mask drops down, you put the mask on yourself first before you help someone else. So as a very codependent society, we are always quick to help others. And we're quick to help others without thinking about how we are taking care of ourselves. In reality, we need to take care of ourselves first so that we are able to help others. So when we have, you know, those frontline workers, the doctors, the nurses, the EMT, the police, the therapists, the people who are working in restaurants and in grocery stores and in drug stores, those people need to take care of themselves first. Now, that doesn't mean go into hiding. It really means, what are we doing to take care of ourselves physically? So I know for myself, there's things that I have always done. And so that doesn't stop, such as wash my fruit and vegetables when they come home. When COVID first started, I was really, really careful washing many, many things, all the jars, the bags, the containers. I actually don't do that as much as I used to. Maybe I still should, but I still and always have washed my fruit and vegetables. And that is something that I've always done. I'm always good at sanitizing my sink and my counters and my dish rag. So, or sponge, whatever it is you use. So I have a bottle of bleach spray. I have my dish soap, but I have a bottle of bleach spray. And so I spray things with bleach, my countertops, my sink, my dish rag. When I bring bags in from the grocery store, if they go on the counter, everything after it gets put away, my counter gets sprayed and wiped. I hand sanitize all the time, to the point where my hands are getting a little raw from it because it's winter. But it is something that I do. I have hand sanitizer at the top of the stairs in my office building. I have hand sanitizer in my waiting room. I have hand sanitizer in my office. So I think hand sanitizer is a really important thing. We wear gloves. Well, if I touch over here, technically I should take my glove off before I touch over here, because if I'm touching something here, I'm moving it here. I don't necessarily see, so if I touch over here and sanitize my hand and touch over here, now I'm not a doctor. This is my hypothesis. I am not a doctor, but I do know that I hand sanitize like crazy. I get in my car. I have hand sanitizer in my car. I hand sanitize in my car and I wipe my steering wheel. Going into a store, first thing I do is hand sanitize. A grocery store, I sanitize the bar. I sanitize the whole top of the, because I may lean over it. I'm really careful. And you know, when we go in the grocery store, we see people really, really struggling with those grocery bags, right? Can't open them. Sometimes we see people bring their mask down, lick their finger, and open up the bag, and then they go pick apples, right? So I'm really careful. I have this little, it's little, so it fits in my purse. And you know, I know they sell these real little ones. This little hand, and I refill it. And so if I'm in the grocery store, take this out, I put a little bit on my finger, get my bag, open my bag, put my apples or pears or broccoli or whatever it is, so that I'm using hand sanitizer to open the bag. I'm not licking my finger. I'm not walking around looking for where there might be, like, you know, in the broccoli, they have it sitting in ice, so I'm touching the water there. Like, we're not going to do that. I use hand sanitizer. And I'll use hand sanitizer throughout the store as I'm going through the store. And so when I pick something up, generally my hands are sanitized. And so whatever I'm touching, so I'm a strong proponent of hand sanitizer. I'm going to say probably even more so than masks. So I don't require people to wear a mask in my office. I don't wear a mask in my car. I don't wear a mask at home. I don't wear a mask if I'm outside. I do wear a mask when I go into stores. Obviously, I'm wearing a mask here because we've got the microphone and we share the space, and I think that that is a wise and healthy thing to do. I don't want to get something from, and the same thing when I came in, the first thing I did is I sanitized anything that I thought I was going to touch. The mice, the microphone has its own little cover on there. The buttons, I sanitized everything that I thought I was going to touch, and I will do the same thing when I leave. It is really about being cautious in that way. So those little precautions, using hand sanitizer, washing your hands, and when you want, and I know a lot of us have heard this, but you know what? You can't hear it enough. You wash your hands, and you don't just wash them and rinse them. You have to wash them and wash them and wash them. Sometimes they say, you know, you sing Happy Birthday or the ABC song. You know, give yourself time to really wash your hands. That's important. The other thing is how you take care of yourself physically in terms of sleep. Make sure you're getting enough sleep. Make sure you're getting exercise. Go outside for a walk. It's okay to go outside for a walk. If you feel more comfortable wearing a mask when you walk, then do that. You know, where we are here in New Jersey, we have lots of snow. That doesn't mean you can't go out for a walk. Do some exercise in your house. There are plenty of exercise videos, or just put music on and dance to the music. That is exercise. The other thing, too, that is important is being hydrated. Make sure that you are drinking plenty of water. Just keep your body hydrated. So when we do that, we're always flushing things out of our system, And then eating well, making sure that you do get fruit and vegetables, healthy proteins, healthy fats, all of those things are really important. If you have things like diabetes, if you're overweight, you know, manage what you're eating, lose weight, take care of your blood sugar. All of those things are really important. And then lastly, one of the things I am a very strong proponent of, vitamins and other supplements. So take vitamin C. One of the good things about vitamin C is that it is water soluble, so you can't overdose on it. So take vitamin C, extra vitamin C. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. The other thing too is, you know, again, fruit and vegetables. Oranges are great. Have an orange as a snack. Zinc. It's really interesting. There are cold remedies like Zicam and a few other things. And Zicam. I'm just going to use that one. High levels of zinc. So take extra zinc. Vitamin D. So most Americans are low in vitamin D. We don't get outside enough. And so our bodies don't process the sun and create vitamin D. So we need to take vitamin D. Chances are most Americans do not have enough vitamin D in their system. The other thing about these vitamins is that, interestingly enough, if our bodies don't process them well, they may actually cause some anxiety and or depression. Elderberry, which is really interesting. My husband and I were down in Williamsburg. We had gotten one of those packages, you know, come down and look at the timeshare and all that, you know, stuff. The guy that was selling us the timeshare was a retired doctor, and he said, oh, my husband was beginning to get a cold. He said, oh, get elderberry. And we did, and oh my gosh, it is just amazing. So Elderberry now, I see it all over, you know, all over. There's elderberry gummies and elderberry this and elderberry that. So do that. Echinacea is something that's been around for a long time. So again, it boosts the immune system. And garlic. You can take garlic as a pill, but cook with it. Put it in your vegetables. When I make most of my vegetables, it gets fresh garlic in my vegetables. Make mashed potatoes and put garlic in your mashed potatoes. I have a jar, maybe about this big, in my refrigerator. I get whole things of garlic, and I slice them up, and I saute them in olive oil, and I put them in the jar, and I just scoop it out on different things that I want to use garlic. And so that's something that I do. So there is that. So the other aspects that I was saying when I started off is that the depression and the anxiety, the sense of hopelessness and frustration, those things are really strong and really powerful. So one of the things that I think is really important is to practice staying in the day. Practice gratitude and practice changing things that are negative into things that are positive. So look for the positive. I've talked a lot about mindfulness, and I find for me that mindfulness is really, once I really learned how to use it, it's become a gift for me. And mindfulness is about noticing things. It's about being in the present moment, and when I'm in the present moment and not thinking about anything else except for what I'm doing, it occupies my brain and it keeps me busy and it prevents me from thinking about, gosh, you know, I haven't seen my mom since before Christmas. We had what they called essential visits where I could see her for an hour once a week, and that happened for maybe about 2.5 months maybe. And then somebody came down with COVID in the assisted living where she is, and that was that. So I haven't seen her, talked to her, but I haven't seen her, not even a window visit, since before Christmas. So I could think about that. I have a choice. See, we always have a choice about what we do with our thoughts. I could think about it. This is awful. This is terrible. What if? That's my anxiety. What if my mom dies and I'm not there by her side? What if something happens? What if I'll never see her again? What if? Those thoughts, they're going to create some anxiety within me. What if I get sick? What if I get sick and I see my mother and I give it to her? What if? Okay, so I need to stop all of that. What if? And I need to be in the present moment. One of the things that I say to people all the time is, if I need to talk out loud, because the talking out loud actually helps my brain focus on what I'm saying. It's too difficult. And not many people can think about one thing and speak something else. I mean, it's pretty rare. It's like, I don't know, people may not know this about Julius Caesar, but he could speak to someone sitting next to him in Latin while he's writing in German. Like he had the ability to like multitask in different languages at the same time. It's, you know, most of us don't have that ability to do that. But practicing being in the present moment, and again, I say sometimes it means I need to talk out loud, is that I'm focusing. So, okay, so right now, like you didn't know that, but the mailman just walked by the window. You know, it's like I'm sitting here in the room. I really like this color shade of green here in this room. There's some snow falling off the roof. There's a yellow building next door. It's got some of that green mold stuff on it. You know, I'm being in the present moment, and I'm just talking about, you know, what is it that I see? What is it that I, you know, sanitizer? We all smell sanitizer. But what kind? Is it an aloe smell? Is it a lavender smell? Is it, you know, what, is it just an alcohol smell? A Lysol smell? You know, what is the hand sanitizer? Do I smell bleach? Like, what is going on in the present moment? And so here in the present moment, there isn't anybody in here but myself. The other aspect of that is if I have negative thinking, this is awful, this is terrible, I can't stand this, if I have to do this 1 minute more, I'm going to scream. So, you know what? I need to learn to change my thought processes a little bit, and I need to say, you know what? I can tolerate it. I can tolerate this for right now. Because if I'm living in the now, that's all there is. And so right now I can tolerate it. If I say if I have to wear a freaking mask for another year, are you kidding? I'm going to lose my mind. I don't know how long I'm going to be wearing a mask. No idea. But I can tolerate wearing a mask in here right now. So I'm doing right now. I'm doing it. I can tolerate it. It's a good practice that I can practice tolerating it. I can stand it. Wearing a mask isn't going to hurt me in any way. It probably actually helps me and helps other people. So wearing a mask is not a bad thing. Sanitizing, it's a good thing. You know, it's funny, we use these wipes, and you know, these are Lysol wipes. Lysol was not around for a while, as you all know, but Lysol is back. And you know, these wipes, they're white and they're purple and they're a little rough. These ones, they're a little rough on one side, and my hands feel wet. It's practicing mindfulness. I could smell the Lysol smell on them from the dampness of them. And so when I practice mindfulness and I'm just being in the present moment and I'm thinking and talking out loud, there isn't much else that I am doing. Working at being grateful is also so important. What am I grateful for? I'm grateful for many, many things. I'm grateful that we live in a time where we have sanitizer, hand sanitizer, wipes, sprays. Oh my gosh, there's soaps. There's so many ways that we can sanitize. I am so grateful that we live in a time that we know that it's a virus, that we even know that viruses exist. There was a time when human beings had no idea of viruses or germs, no idea. They were some manifestation of spiritual evil. You know, we don't live in the time of the Black Death. We live in this time where we have so much better health knowledge and science knowledge. So I'm really grateful for that. I'm grateful that I have the ability to make the choice in terms of, do I wear a mask all the time in my house, or just do I wear it into stores? It still is my choice to do that. It's my choice to take care of myself in a healthy way. Exercising, eating well, sleeping well, those are all my choice. I'm grateful that I'm living in a time where, you know, I have a house that and a place to live that is comfortable. Now, not everyone does, and I know that. And I'm not saying not to have empathy for those who don't. The thing is that when we can take care of ourselves, again, we have greater ability to take care of others. In other words, if I have more than enough, I can give to those who don't have any or have very little. And that is really something that I'm grateful for, that I have the ability to donate, that I have the ability to help others, that through self-care, I have the ability to extend and help others. And I am grateful for that. The other thing, too, is, you know, I'm thinking, you know, for like people who are at home with their kids, you can do projects where you're going to say, you know what, we're going to have a box at home. And what we're going to do is we are going to put food in that box and we are going to do things to take to the local food pantry, that we're going to start a project just here at home, a project here at home. And so, you know, I may buy extra groceries, put them in the pantry or wherever I put them. And then what we're going to do is we're going to go in the pantry and with the kids, and we're going to say, what would we like to donate to the food pantry today? Let's everybody pick one item. And at the end of the week, you're going to have however many items that are picked, and then you take it to the food pantry. Or the same thing, you know, there's boxes at all the grocery stores. You can buy extra and donate at the grocery stores. You can sit down with your children and say, you know what we're going to do? We are going to sit down. I'm going to show you. I'm going to write a check and I'm going to put it in the mail to support so they could buy groceries. Or to an animal shelter. Animal shelters are also really suffering. You know, I'm going to do things like that. Or, you know what? It's time to go get a puppy or a kitten because, again, shelters are really struggling. So I'm going to do my part and get. I never thought I'm going to have more than one cat, but now we're going to have two or three because they need places. And so I want to, with my kids, we're going to do this with my kids. We're going to create games at home. We're going to add chores. We're going to do things where we are adding chores so that this way we're all home. We're all participating. We're all participating. We are going to add spiritual time. And so that may mean prayer and meditation. It may mean going and watching a spiritual video online. Many, many churches and synagogues and temples are having online videos. There's a lot of information in terms of spiritual well-being. Work on developing a personal relationship with God. So that you have prayer time and study time, or meditation time and study time. We are giving yourself that time to enlighten yourself through study, prayer, and or meditation, so that you can grow in that way. When your thoughts are negative and your self-esteem is negative, work at changing that. So my suggestion would be to journal. Journal. All make a list of all those negative things. I don't like myself because I'm fat, I'm ugly, I don't amount to anything, I'm not very creative, I don't have any talents, I'm stupid, I make dumb mistakes. I'm going to list those things. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to list all of my shoulds. So first I list all of those things that I think about myself that are negative. And now I'm going to list all of my shoulds. So what my shoulds are going to do is they're going to list out, you know, I should be thinner, I should eat better, I should sleep better, I should look for a new job, I should clean my house, I should wash my dishes, I should do laundry, I should get my car washed. If I have a car, I should get some exercise, okay? Listing all of my shoulds. What I'm going to do then is I'm going to look at those two lists and I'm going to turn them into something more positive. So, I'm fat. I like my body. I love my body. And I'm working on having a healthier body. I am doing that by exercising and choosing healthier foods. Okay, so that I'm turning something negative into something positive. I should eat better. Okay, I'm choosing today healthier foods. I'm going to keep it in the day. Sometimes it's even using the word now. So right now, and again, that's that mindfulness practice, right now I'm choosing to have something healthy to eat. I'm going to eat an apple rather than a Snickers bar. I'm making a choice in the now to do something that is healthy. And so when we make that choice, we begin to feel better. We begin to feel better physically. We begin to feel better emotionally. So, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm so lonely. Well, you know what? If I say I'm going to start working on developing myself, better self-care, all right, maybe I do have to work from home and I'm on the computer and I'm doing that. Well, you know, the other things that I'm going to do is I'm going to do some exercise at home. I maybe do some dancing to music. Maybe I'm going to lift weights. Ugh, I don't have weights. I don't know what I'm going to use. I don't know. Use milk cartons. Okay, fill up some milk, plastic milk cartons. Use cans. There's so many things around that we can use. And, you know, we can go online and find some really inexpensive things like elastic bands. I have some at home. Like, they've got handles on, they look like a jump rope, but it's not. They have handles on the end. You stretch them. You could put your feet in them. You could stretch them. You could use them to sort of help you with some sit-ups. There's many things that are not expensive that you can use. And the thing is, I'm going to focus on taking care of myself better. When I begin to take care of myself better, and I want you to listen to this, really important. I take care of me. I take care of me. Now, it sounds like I'm talking almost about, I'm going to say, two people. So, I don't have a middle name. But let's say I had let's say my first name was Mary and my second name was Beth. Okay? So, Mary's going to take care of Beth. That sounds like two people. Most people have middle names. I don't have one. But it is where I can, it's like my husband. My husband is Stephen William. Stephen is taking care of William. It sounds like it's two people. It's not two people. But I am taking care of me. I am taking care of me. I'm making better choices. I can go online and purchase aromatherapy. So I'm going to purchase things like lavender or clary sage or eucalyptus, peppermint. One of the things that actually is uplifting is frankincense and grapefruit. I love grapefruit. You know, I love the taste of grapefruit, but I love the smell of grapefruit. It's to me, it's more invigorating than orange. But it's something that you can do. Practice meditation. Now, one of the things that I suggest to people when they meditate is, let me see, it would be like, it's something that I've done in the past, and I'm going to play a little bit. So meditating, sometimes what I will do is I will make the room dark. Let's see if I can get back to where I want to get to. Okay. So, this is a calming mountain stream. Rain. Okay, but it's a mountain stream. And in this mountain stream, I have many different sounds. Nope, that's not what I want. It's going to be music. Wait, let me stop that. Where'd it go? But anyway, I do. I have many different sounds. I have ocean sounds, and I have, there's a babbling brook. It's ocean with rain. Okay. You get the idea. Okay, I just download it on my music app. And let me stop it. Okay. So I do that. I will lay on the floor, on the sofa, on the bed, put that on. And then I will get a candle, or I will use aromatherapy. So let's say I'm listening to Ocean. I get a candle that says ocean scent. And I burn that, and I lay there, and I have that scent and the sound. If I use a babbling brook, I'll get something that smells like pine. And so I'll burn that, a pine candle, like a balsam Christmas candle. And I'll burn that, and I'll hear the woods. And it just sort of takes me to that place. That's about me taking care of me. Take a bath. Take a shower. You can burn a candle in the shower or use aromatherapy in a shower so that you're being, you know, and practice that mindfulness. Just be with that water as it hits your back. What does it feel like? The temperature of it? What is it that you smell? When we practice that and we learn how to be with ourselves and we notice, gosh, you know, my self-esteem is really awful. Let me work at changing that. When my self-talk is really awful, let me work at changing that. When I notice that my life is full of shoulds, let me change that to I'd prefer. Or in the now, I'm doing a better job right now of making choices. I'm working on becoming my own best friend. Even doing that with your children, listen to what they're saying. Notice what they're saying. How are they criticizing themselves? Now, we don't want to create little narcissists. That we don't want to do. What we want to do is ask them, well, what do you think? What is your observation in what you're doing? How is it that you could do something? How can you improve on that? If you have a project at school, how can you break it down into simpler steps? Give them tools to help motivate them rather than, what are you doing? Get quiet. Do this. Do that. You can even create with your children chores where they can earn points or earn beans. So that's another technique that I've done with parents. At the beginning of the week, you get beans, your allowance of 10 beans. Then we have different things here. So, you know, take out the garbage. If you take out the garbage, you earn 3 beans. If you empty the dishwasher, you earn 5 beans. If you make your bed, you earn 2 beans. So at the end of the week, not only do you start off with beans, now you've managed to gain another 15 beans. And for every 5 beans, you get 15 minutes of game time, 15 minutes of television, an extra dessert or a dessert or treat, so that what you're doing is you're teaching them to earn something, and then they get to buy it, basically. But, you know, you get 2 beans for making your bed. You didn't make your bed. You're giving me a hard time about it. You're going to lose 2 beans. Okay, so now what's happening is we're encouraging someone through a reward system, basically, to do a good job. You know what? I'm going to give you 1 bean for making your bed, and I'm going to keep 1 bean because you had a really awful attitude today. So you need to work on the attitude. You get a better attitude, you get 2 beans tomorrow. That's what we're going to do. So, you know, you have certain things, and you can sit down with your children and say, okay, this many beans is going to equal this much time on a video game. This many beans is going to equal this much time watching a television show. This many beans is going to mean that you can actually buy, through your beans, you can buy some money from me to save up for maybe a video game that you would like to watch. Or play, in other words, own a game. So you can use that. Same thing. Let's say if you save whatever, you've made so many beans, you want to get a milkshake from McDonald's. you know, now you've earned that. You've earned that. We've turned it into money. You're going to go spend that money at McDonald's and get yourself a milkshake. So those are all things that we can do. If you are noticing that you are depressed, if you're thinking of suicide, if your children are feeling suicidal, you need to talk with your children. Don't ignore them and think, well, they're just playing games. Be on top of what they're doing. Watch what they're doing. Talk to them. Play games at home. Do family board games so that your children are not isolated in their room. You are now isolated on your desk or wherever you've created a space to work in your house so that you could do your work. And your children there, each one is isolated in their room. We're going to have lunchtime. And we're going to come together as a family and we're going to have lunchtime. And we're going to have a discussion on something. We're going to all talk. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to all go in the living room and we're going to dance. Or we're going to do exercises together as a family. We're going to do some yoga as a family. We're going to practice some meditation as a family. So we're going to do things together as a family. Yes, I have to work. You have work, which is called your schoolwork. There's homework. There's things that we can do. There's things that we're going to do that are going to help in terms of supporting other people. Like I said, we're going to have sort of maybe a game where we're going to go and we're going to each pick out something out of the pantry and put it in the box. And then we're going to go and we're going to deliver the food to a food pantry. You know, we're going to do something that's helpful. We're going to support something. We're going to come up with, as a family, we're going to get together, we're going to have a family meeting, we're going to talk about things that we might be able to do that is safe, that can help other people. What can we do as a family to help other people? Let's come up with a project as a family so that you are working together as a family, you have family time. One of the things you can do as a family, and my husband and I have done this, and we always enjoy it, is read. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to sit, and I read my book, and he reads his book. We pick a family book. You may even choose to do something like pick the Bible, but I'm not going to say I don't do that. I'm going to say we pick another kind of book, a book that you can all relate to. You know what we're going to do? We're going to read a classic. We're going to read Moby Dick as a family. We're going to read, pick a book, Treasure Island as a family. And everybody gets to read a few pages. I'm going to pass the book around. And so we're going to do that. You know, back in the old days, before we had these gadgets, and before we had televisions, and before we even had radios, we would entertain ourselves through music and reading and dance and walking and crafts. You know, you can do crafting as a family. Those things are really important. And even if you find that you are alone, you don't have a significant other in your life, you don't have children, work on doing some of those same things. You can read a book, you can journal, you can exercise, you can go for walks. Reach out to people. You know, we do have social media, and work at making some friends on social media through gaming and those kinds of things. I think that is important. So Even though I may be by myself, I'm the only one in the room, doesn't mean that I'm going to necessarily feel lonely. You know, we can feel lonely in a crowd. So this is an opportunity to say, you know what? I don't need to feel lonely. And I'm going to entertain myself. I'm going to learn a new skill. I'm going to learn how to knit. I'm going to learn woodworking. I'm going to learn how to cook something. you know, you can find out. My stepson was saying his washing machine broke, and he realized it was the pump, and he Googled it, and he watched a couple of videos on how to repair it, and he repaired it. We can do the same thing. We can find painting classes, drawing classes, pottery classes, sculpting classes, cooking classes, sewing classes, gardening classes, all kinds of things. We don't have to necessarily play games on the video. What we need to do is we need to connect. And one of the best places to start is learning how to connect with yourself. So I am Ruth Altamura Roll. I hope this was helpful. Please, by all means, if you are feeling depressed or suicidal or anxious, reach out to a professional. We are here to help you. And you can reach me at 908-581-2277 or 908-237-2899. My web is www.altarolcounselor.com. And I am seeing clients in my office and doing also Zoom sessions. So I hope this was useful, and I will be back next week. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Sunday called on Congress to strengthen gun laws. He added several provisions, including background checks on all gun sales, banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, and eliminating legal immunity for gun manufacturers. Antonio Cover with Gun Owners of America tells Fox News this push is nothing more than political grandstanding.
Biden's plan to focus on this idea that the AR-15 or rifles is the most important issue just shows that it's more about a political grandstanding than actual real solution.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, said Sunday that Congress would work with Biden to enact two background check bills. The mainstream media's most prominent fact-checkers have been silent about Vice President Kamala Harris's debunked claim that the Biden administration did not inherit a coronavirus vaccine rollout plan. Harris directly contradicted White House advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci's remarks last month. We are USA Radio News.
It may soon be the biggest issue of our time. The NRA and your gun freedoms. President Biden says he will defeat the NRA and their efforts to limit your guns, tax them, and even put the NRA out of business permanently. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern to find out how the NRA is fighting back. Stinchfield is unafraid to tell you the truth. Everyone is tuning in. Newsmax TV is now the fourth highest rated cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them. Or just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us anywhere. So watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and real news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time. You should too.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Sunday called on Congress to strengthen gun laws. He added several provisions, including background checks on all gun sales, banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, and eliminating legal immunity for gun manufacturers. Antonio Cover with Gun Owners of America tells Fox News this push is nothing more than political grandstanding.
Biden's plan to focus on this idea that the AR-15 or rifles is the most important issue just shows that it's more about a political grandstanding than actual real solution.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, said Sunday that Congress would work with Biden to enact two background check bills. The mainstream media's most prominent fact-checkers have been silent about Vice President Kamala Harris's debunked claim that the Biden administration did not inherit a coronavirus vaccine rollout plan. Harris directly contradicted White House advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci's remarks last month. We are USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The fallout in Washington, D.C. after the failed impeachment of President Trump is far and wide. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
Senator Graham tells Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has hurt the party in the 2022 elections by blasting former President Donald Trump, saying it would be used against them in campaign ad. The Senate acquitted Trump of inciting the riot at the U.S. Capitol, falling 10 votes shy of the two-thirds majority.
The process they used to impeach this president was an affront to rule of law. He's the first president to ever be impeached without a lawyer, without a witness, without ability to confront those against him. And the trial record was a complete joke, hearsay upon hearsay, and we've opened Pandora's box to future presidents.
McConnell said Trump's, quote, crescendo of conspiracy theories caused the insurrection, but he voted to acquit because the Constitution does not permit the Senate to punish someone no longer in office. Seven Republicans found Trump guilty. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Why is the National Guard still posted in Washington, D.C.? The occupation by protesters last month brought no guns. The New York Times report of a Capitol police officer being killed by protesters is now said to be misinformation, as the newspaper has retracted the actual cause of death to Officer Sicknick. So, why is the National Guard still posted in Washington, D.C.? USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
About 6,000 National Guard troops remain in Washington, D.C., protecting the grounds of the U.S. Capitol. But how much longer will those troops and fencing be surrounding Capitol Hill? Some lawmakers want an answer to that question from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Congressman Devin Nunes says he's seen no information showing that it's necessary for the troops to remain in the Capitol. The California Republican tells Fox News that it's time to send the National Guard home.
It's nice to see the military out there. They're great guys and women. I mean, thank God that they're there. But the truth is, they don't need to be at the U.S. Capitol. The fact of the matter is, the Guard could have been called in. Fences should have been put up before January 6th. We had the intelligence in order to do that. So the FBI knew. The FBI related that to the Capitol Police. But now moving forward, what I can tell you is, I haven't seen any credible information whatsoever that would lead that we would need all the fencing and all the guardsmen that are still there. They need to go home.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Under federal law, the president is the commander-in-chief of the D.C. National Guard. The president authorizes the Secretary of Defense to supervise and control the D.C. Guard while it's in its militia status. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. We're speaking today with William Christie. He's the author of A Single Spy. It is a fascinating novel of historical fiction. William Christie, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us, if you could. Now, this is set in the 1940s, in the midst of World War II. Who is Alexei Ivanovich Smirnov?
He is the single spy of the title. And we meet him as a boy in the 1930s in the Soviet Union. And he is trained by Russian intelligence as a spy. He's inserted into Nazi Germany before the war, and when the war begins, he manages to join the German army as an intelligence officer, a classic Russian mole. And the plot of the novel deals with a German plan to assassinate Roosevelt, Churchill, and Stalin during the Tehran Conference of 1943.
Now, it's really fascinating to think about as a historical alternative possibility, because not many times in history do you get the three late leaders of three great leaders of the Allies all in one place, and it really is an opportunity for some mayhem. They met together to plot strategy against the Nazis in Iran. The three of them together. And I imagine you had a lot of interesting times sort of ferreting out the possibilities, just thinking about